Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another show of At Home with Victoria, with your host, Victoria Gaither, and co-host, Michael Kay.
When you hear that music, Michael Kay, you know that it is At Home with Victoria. Hey, listen, guys, thank you so much for taking the time to join Michael and I tonight on At Home with Victoria. We are a show that really likes to focus on nonprofit organizations, entertainment, up-and-coming artists, and all of that good stuff. Michael, there are so many people inside the chat room tonight. That's always so exciting for me.
I know. I want to say hi to Amanda Reed from Nashville. She's a famous photographer down there in Nashville. You should see some of her work. I'm sure you're friends with her, too. Amy Mancuso, Daphne's joining us, Lisa from Baltimore, Marby from Nashville, Kimmy, and Wanda Crawford, Andy's mother, is joining us in the chat room tonight. So welcome, everybody. I'm looking forward to having a great time with this hour. This Andy Crawford guy, Vic, is stunning.
He's a vocalist.
He's a guitarist. He's really, really good. And I think we're going to be hearing a lot more from him in the future, so I'm really happy we're going to spotlight him tonight. So, and actually, if you go ahead and take a look at the scroll, one of Amanda's pictures of Andy is in there. So I'm excited. It's going to be a great show.
Well, you know, and literally the fact of the matter is that you and Mar always just bring such wonderful and guests to At Home with Victoria. So whenever I get the information that we're going to have a certain artist on the show, I'm always excited about it because, of course, I get to hear for the first time myself. So that always makes the show very interesting and cool from my point of view also as being a journalist. But also later on in the show, Lisa, that you mentioned, our friend from Baltimore, Lisa Renee, is going to join us because many of you may know. And if you don't, that's okay if you don't follow us. We every year, Michael and I try to do something very special for Christmas. So this year we decided that we were going to send Christmas cards and also care packages to troops overseas. I've been to Target today. I've been to Bed Bath & Beyond. I have been to Macy's. I've been to Nordstrom. I've been to Old Navy. I've been to all of these stores gathering items for the troops. So my Christmas cards from At Home with Victoria, and all of you guys have been so gracious and nice, you know, to inbox me. Those actually have gone out. So the only thing, Michael, that I have to send out now, I've got to put the packages together and send them out. So in the event that they don't get there on Christmas, I'm actually okay with that because then I think it will be kind of cool. If they're late, then, you know, they can get a sort of unexpected gift after Christmas as well.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we always celebrated Ukrainian Christmas, and that's exactly 7 days after regular Christmas. And the reason why that is my father used to tell me always because 8 reindeer fly faster than 4 pigs. So that's why Christmas was always late. But we always got great sales. So, I mean, I'm telling you, I'm proud. I was watching on Facebook today, running around and stuff. So hats off to you. I wouldn't want to tackle retail at all at this season. So God bless your heart for doing
now,
it.
And you know, now it's actually still kind of easy because you've got a few people who are out and about, but it's not at that point where it's actually crunch time where every single store. But one really good thing about Lisa Renee Brown, this group that she added me in on Facebook, and this is basically a group of, you know, basically mothers and wives that have a service member, men and women, by the way, overseas in Afghanistan and other places. Some locations, you know, we can't really talk about on air because it's private and not to be disclosed. But it's great because they gave me all the information, and even I got a list of things that the troops actually need because I didn't want to be one of those people, Michael. And I've done many stories on this before where troops were constantly bombarded with, you know, cookies and candy and all the stuff that they really didn't need. So I was very grateful to get that list and see some of the things that they actually needed. But I had to put in some lemon heads because that's my candy, so you know how that goes. I had to throw something in there from home. I did put some lemon heads in, so go ahead and take your shots at me.
Well, no, hey, the girl loves her lemon drops, that's for sure. Lemon heads, is that what they're called, lemon heads?
And they're called lemon heads.
Yeah, they're good, but let's play some tunage. How about that?
Great.
Great. Let's go. Start off. This is Andy Crawford singing West Virginia. When we get back, Andy Crawford will be right here with us. Don't go away. Welcome to the show, buddy. How you doing tonight?
Doing good.
Loving your tunes, sir.
Well, thank you, sir.
Vic, what did you think?
I absolutely love it. Before we start the conversation, I just want to apologize. I've been told that as I try to write in the chat room, we've got so many people in the chat room that it looks like I'm yelling, cursing, and writing garble. So I'll stop writing in the chat room. But anyway, Andy, I love the music. How long have you been playing music? Because it's interesting. Michael and I had a guest on a couple of weeks ago, and I always assume that most artists have been playing like their entire lives since they've been 5 years old or from the time that they could pick up an instrument. But, Michael, you remember a few of our guests have like, no, I've only been playing for a year. I've only been playing for 2 years. So how long have you been playing, Andy?
I've been playing. I actually got my first guitar when I was 12, 13 years old. But the singing thing is new to me. I haven't been doing that but 2 or 3 years.
Vivek, it's amazing. But Andy, you grew up in Bluefield, and you actually went to Johnson Bible College. So I applaud your views and stuff. Were you singing in Bible College or no?
No.
Really?
I mean, in church growing up, I played guitar and drums.
What made you switch to the 4A? What, were you just fell upon it, or how did you come to know you could actually sing, for God's sake?
Well, I'm still not real sure, but I started going to an open mic around here, and I was asked from that. One of my friends asked me to come up and play a couple of songs with him in Beckley, West Virginia, and I went up there, and after I did, I played two or three songs, and the bar asked me to come back. So that was the first time I ever played out, and honestly, it was the money was pretty good.
Well, especially if you are good and stuff. I mean, you're doing you went, I think I read somewhere, you're doing up to like 21 gigs a month.
That's probably the most I do. I try to keep it around 10, 15. That's manageable. You know, because I got a real job too.
What's your
That's
real
funny.
Job?
I'm an engineer.
Cool.
Fantastic.
Don't want to tarnish the rock star thing, but yeah.
You know what, Andy and Michael, speaking of that, when you said that you were an engineer, there is a show on public television, and I can't think of the name of it, but it's basically sort of all this science and technology, and I always enjoy watching it because I get to learn new stuff. But during the show, when the credits are actually going off, they actually have this little thing where they say, look, our engineers are not only cool because they're engineers, but look, they do other stuff too. One's a rock star, one's a dancer, one's a plays a guitar. So it just made me think of that. So you really don't have to, you know, sort of be pigeonholed into doing one thing, and you can still be cool. That's what I love about this country. You can do as many things as you want.
Well, I'm definitely tapping into that then.
Andy, while we're on, we have a live chat room, and I'm seeing Amy Lovern is here, and she's a big fan of yours, as well as Kimmy O, Kim Riff Daniels, Lee Summers, and your mother's in the chat room too, so I wanted to make mention of that. And actually, I got a question from Amy. Now, you went ahead and did you actually play on the same stage as Jake Owens? Because there was a tornado watch that night, wasn't there?
Yeah, it was Lee Bryce, Jake, and Eric Church.
Yeah.
And after I went on, then the storm actually came through, did some damage to the stage, and they had to reschedule it. And I played the reschedule date too.
Great. Great. Amy wants to know if you got to touch Jake's butt. See, I don't make this up, Victoria. This is actually in the chat room as I'm going on. Seriously, people.
And I am not surprised that she would ask for the thing. No, I did not, nor would I. If
there we go. There we go.
I like that response, Andy. No, but nor would I. Even if I had the opportunity, I don't think that I would be touching his butt. It's funny, Michael, because as you were reading that, I looked and saw that, and I just got so tickled. That's one thing I love about the chat room, and when guests are in the chat room, their things are so unpredictable. You never know what people are going to ask and what that discussion is going to be. Andy, I did want to ask you about, since we're talking about chat room, about social media, I'm always interested in your perspective. Is social media with all the different websites and different organizations and things out there, has that helped you since you've been doing this? I mean, and also the second part to that is does it allow you to be closer to your fans and people who follow you and are interested in your music?
You know, I can't even imagine trying to book shows and get people to listen without it.
Yeah.
I mean, the Facebook thing, I use that just extensively, probably to a fault, to where people are sick of hearing them. But you know, with that, and I'll be honest with you, I hate the word fan, because
sure.
I don't think I have one. I consider everybody that comes out, everybody that supports me, I consider them friends. I really do. And you know, looking down through the 5,000 people on my Facebook, I could just about tell you where I met every one of them.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that is a big, you know, the music is a means to an end for me, really, because I love people. I love to meet new people and hang out, and you know, the music really is that avenue for me. But the Facebook definitely, you know, that was the way I ended up with that Eric Church gig.
Wow.
It was a Facebook contest that I won pretty won hands down. And without Facebook, you know, that it's just not possible.
Yeah, Michael.
Yeah, well, with, you know, 4,890 friends, buddy, I mean, those people can't be wrong in listening to you. Well, the thing I found, actually, you can go ahead, before I forget, you can go ahead and find Andy on Reverb Nation at reverbnation.com/Andy Crawford. I listened to a few of your radio interviews, and I love the covers you do. And are you doing a lot of songwriting, or are you focusing on basically just doing the cover gig right now?
Actually, I've done a lot of writing the last 4 or 5 months. We've been recording them as they come along, and as it's something that we think is worthy, you know, throw it out there. But you know, the nature of my thing is the cover stuff. I think my CD will probably be done sometime in the summer.
Okay.
But you know, 15 times a month, it's people want to hear cover stuff, so.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's go ahead and stick to the music. I'm going to play Billie Jean in a couple seconds, and then we're going to go back to the chat room and take some questions. Got some really good questions up there from the chat room. So this is Andy Crawford with Billie Jean, and when we come back, more with Andy. Don't go away.
From a movie screen, I said, "Oh, Mambo, what do you mean? I am the one who would dance on the floor and around." She said, "I am the one who would dance on the floor and around." She said, "Her name." And every head turned without a dream, being the one who would dance on the floor and around. And people always told me, be careful what you do. Don't go around breaking young girls' hearts. And mother always told me, be careful. Is not my lover. She's just a girl who says that I am the one. But the kid is not my son. She says I am the one. But the kid is not my son. For 40 days. Nights, the law was on her side, but who can stand when she's hopes and her man, her schemes and her plans. Cause we dance on the floor and around. So take my strong advice. Remember to always think twice. To think twice. She told my baby that we'd dance for three and she looked at me. She showed a photo. My baby cried, his eyes were like mine. Cause we dance on the floor in the rounds. And people always told me, be careful what you do. Don't go around breaking young girls' hearts. And she stood right by me, the smell of sweet perfume. This happened much too soon. She called me to her room. Billie Jean is not my lover. She's just a girl who says that I am the one. But the kid is not my son. She said,
Crawford with Billie Jean, made famous by Michael Jackson. Andy, buddy, best rendition of that song I have heard to date.
How about that?
Love it. Love it, buddy. Vic, what did you think? A little different from Mr. Jackson.
Yeah, it is. It is. But, you know, at the same time, I find it to be interesting. And also what is very cool about it is that it's, you know, obviously it's Andy's take on that song, and even Lisa and some of the other ladies inside the chat room were also, and Mar Bennett were also saying that that they really liked that version. Andy, I'm just still amazed. We've been on the air for about 20 minutes now, and I still find it absolutely amazing that you said the singing part, you just kind of picked it up. I mean, that always just kills me, Michael, when I hear
artists. Oh, I know.
That.
I think he's telling a tall tale or two. This guy had to actually sing in the shower and stuff. But I want to go really quickly up into the very busy chat room and stuff. We've got some really good questions here from Amanda Reed. She wants to know who your favorite photographer is, and I guess we know that answer, don't we, Andy?
With that question, what else could be the answer?
Amanda Reed, I think, is the answer, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
From Lee Summers, Andy, what's your favorite morning radio show? I'm glad she put the morning in there because I think radio show would be out of Victoria. So let's give Lee Summers a little plug here.
And then, yeah, I was going to say, I'm pretty sure he is the host of a morning radio show. So that's another shameless ploy for self-promotion there.
Hey, you know what? Amanda and all of you guys at home with Victoria, Michael and I do not mind. The show is about you guys and getting the information. Whether it's a shameless plug out there, then that's fine. I've been a television news anchor and in the news business for 18 years. And it is funny because after a while when I would do interviews and stuff, I would always just, you know, tell the people that I was interviewing, Andy and Michael, okay, I know you guys are going to give your little plug, but just do it towards the end. Let me get my stuff up first and you can plug away. So we kind of expect that around here. It's okay. We're fine with it.
It's all good stuff.
You know,
actually, another really good question up in chat. I'm sorry before I lose this because it's scrolling away on me, but Amanda wants to know your favorite cover to sing, but there was also a question, too, saying, what is one cover that you've been requested to sing over and over again that you just can't stand singing? I thought that was a really good question because, I mean, you must get some.
Oh, I know exactly what it is. It's Wagon Wheel. I would rather pull my toenails out with pliers than have to sing that song.
Oh, that's hilarious.
But over and over, and honestly, the only reason that I even do it is because I have my own version of the song,
mm-hmm.
and something that I can stomach, So I do end up playing. I do end up playing the song. You know, if I play 21 times a month, I'll probably play it 20.
Yeah. You know what? I'm really interested to get your take on this. I watched. Oh, I hate to even tell you this. It's embarrassing, but I watched the Bette Midler. The show Girl Must Go On kind of a thing. And I will have to say, honestly, for 90 minutes, that woman did not stop. There was 21 costume changes. She was never off the stage for more than about 15 to 17 seconds because I was timing it with my little stopwatch. And, of course, she ended up with, you know, singing Wind Beneath My Wings from Beaches and stuff. Do you think when you have that big of a hit song that you ever get sick and tired of singing your own song?
I don't think so. I really don't, because, you know, here recently I went and saw Three Doors Down and watch them play. You know, their, I guess their biggest hit is Kryptonite, and they played it with the same, you know, with the same fire and drive that I would think would have been there the first time they played it. So I don't think so.
Yeah, that's a good question, Vic. I don't know. I think I would just get tired. And, you know, she prefaced it by saying, this is the song that brings home the bacon, so pull up a chair, everybody. We're just going to sing it one more time. But,
right. Well, you know, I guess, and I guess probably, too, at that point, you know, like she said, pull up a chair, you know, you might as well just go ahead and do it. If you've sung it one or two times, then, you know, probably the 700 isn't really going to be that bad. But I'll tell you, it's interesting because and this sort of relates a little bit. I always just think this is a funny story. So you guys know I was born and raised in D.C. So when I started my career as a journalist, you know, I've worked in the Midwest, down south. I've been a lot of different city and places. And every time someone would find out that I was from D.C., they would always ask me the same question. Didn't matter what part of the country I was in, until one day I remember thinking, I just think I'm going to put a note on my back and say, you know, I know you guys want to know this, so I'm going to go ahead and tell you. They would always ask me about former D.C. Mayor, Mary Berry, who ended up being busted by the feds. So he was caught smoking crack in this hotel many, many, many years ago. Some of you guys listening may remember that. But I would always get these people that would ask me about, how is it that the mayor of D.C. smokes crack and he still got reelected? So that made me think about when you ask musicians about playing the same song over and over and over again. It is kind of interesting because after a while, I think you just get to expect it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny when we go from crack.
I know.
Remember when you smoked crack,
Andy,
that time,
come
Mayor?
Come back on the show. Don't let me talking about crack cocaine sway you make your opinion of us bad on At Home with Victoria.
I tell you, a lot of the times I just play it first, get it out of the way, and you know, I don't have to feel the will you play it question.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely, Andy. With all of your, I would say, you'd have to be listening to music. I mean, your influences are pretty amazing. I mean, anything from Otis Redding to Alice in Chains. Who are some of your early influences? What were you listening to when you were trying to form your musical style?
You know, I've always, you know, that question comes up a lot. And for me, it was just anything I could connect with. I mean, it really didn't. I did. Even when I was young, I listened to, you know, Creedence Clearwater Revival, and Tool would have been back-to-back in my playlist, and I would have never even thought about it. It was just whatever I could connect with, and for so many different reasons. You know, whether it was something lyrically, whether it was just something musically that you know, moved me, whatever it was, I've never thought about music as having any division lines in between it. It was either good or it was bad for me. You know, I either liked it or I didn't. So I mean, I listened to everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
And I want to go back to the chat room real quickly. Touche wants to know, hey, Andy, speaking of your wide range of genres, what is your favorite country song? That's a good question.
Favorite country song? I'm into this band Florida Georgia Line, and they got a song called now that she's gone. And that's got to be it.
Okay. I never heard of them. Where are they from?
The Florida-Georgia line.
Oh, I guess the Florida-Georgia line, I guess. That's what they would be from.
And Andy, Michael.
Good answer, Andy.
Andy, yeah, Michael, of course, Michael K. and Marr, who is our executive producer, they want to know that because they'll be trying to get on the phone to email them tomorrow to ask them if they can come on At Home with Victoria. So they're shamelessly trying to take guests.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. Andy, I saw your YouTube videos and everything, all tatted up. Yeah, I'd peg you as a rocker and stuff like that, but your music has such a sensitive edge, too, with the way you just did Billie Jean. Do you want to continue just simply playing solo, or is there anybody actually that you'd like to actually collaborate with in the duet forum?
You know, I really like the solo thing, but it's... I've done the band stuff before, and I'll just be blatantly honest. The only reason that I don't do it anymore is there's no money in it. I mean,
yeah.
Right now with things the way they are, it's hard enough to make it, you know, paying one guy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the reason I do it. But as far as people that I would like to, you know, write with, hook up for shows with, I'm really into... And this is one of you guys, one of your plugs is Drew Stevens.
Yeah.
Ah.
Good kid.
I really dig that guy.
Well, that's totally doable.
Mike Cullough.
That's a phone call.
One of
away.
Our producers that do a lot with our show, Mike Cullough, I know for a fact he can make that happen. So Michael and I will put you in touch with him. Because, yeah, you know, listening to your music – and also knowing Mike Cullough, who's been on At Home with Victoria many times, and we play his music a lot. I think, Michael, that connection, yeah, I think you guys will work really well together.
Yeah, I can make that happen in a heartbeat, buddy, yeah. Anyways, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Andy Crawford on At Home with Victoria. We're going to go back to some music right now. This is Andy Crawford with East Kentucky Line. When we're back, more with Andy Crawford. Don't go away.
Lucky line.
online, you can go ahead and check them out at reverbnation.com/Andy Crawford. Andy, speaking about people that you're not listening to, who are you finding on the musical genre, anyone across the board that you're listening to that you just can't figure out how the heck they ever got a contract?
Oh, gosh. It could be...
Michael,
could
don't
be
put him on the spot like that.
Any number of pop artists at the moment.
My favorite one to hate right now is Nicki Minaj. I just don't get it. I just, with all the music that I listen to, I just don't get it.
Yeah, or that... I cannot think of her name. Oh, there's so many that I hate.
Yeah, I know. When you're kind of put on the spot and ask who they are, your brain just sort of goes mush. But it's interesting, Andy, because I really want to burst into laughter, but I'm trying to contain myself. Michael has been on this crazy rant lately where he asks every single musical artist that come on At Home with Victoria this question. And I knew when he asked you this question, he was going to say, Nicki Minaj is just irritating me. I do not like her. So, Michael, I think I figured out that, you know, you really don't like Nicki Minaj.
Well, yes, and Marilyn from Nashville is typing, and MK, don't pin him down. They could ruin his career. They blackball down here, which I know they do. So we'll just go ahead and bypass. But I would like someone to explain to me just why. Just please, why is she even, around? But that's my rant for the night. Let's switch it around, Andy. Who are you actually listening to now that you're actually enjoying? Let's take that spin.
Me, I'm a Daughtry fan.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Pretty much anything that guy does, I'm a fan of.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the bald head. I don't know, but.
His voice is solid, though, too. He really he came a long way from American Idol. And American Idol, let's go to that. That whole music machine, the American Idol, the X Factor and stuff, what do you think? Is that a benefit to new talent? Is it a hindrance? What's your take on it?
I think for the for the most part, I think it's, they're not going to put anything out there in front of people that that they've not already approved of.
Mm-hmm.
I do not think it's a good cross cut of the talent, in the country.
Mm-hmm.
But for the people who get on there, I mean, like, you know, for instance, Chris Daughtry, it's huge.
Yeah.
And there's no doubt that he had the talent, behind it even. But I think some of it is gimmick, and mm-hmm. that's the part that bothers me. You know, the talented musicians that sit back and take a back seat to gimmick. Maybe I'm way off of that, but
no, that's okay. And it's interesting because when Michael asked the question about the different artists, that there really aren't that good, but they have a huge backing. And I call it the musical machine that sort of backs them. There was no one that was quiet about that topic in chat. It went from, of course, Nicki Minaj to Taylor Swift to Lady Gaga.
Yes,
so it is interesting
Taylor
to see
Swift,
a lot of
right
people.
There.
Lady Gaga knows, right? Okay.
Yeah, whoever said that, I'm with them.
Yeah, no, poor Taylor, and I just would like to, fix her one eye. To me, she's always got one eye winking at me, and it kind of. But she's everywhere, and I will have to say that I'm not wrong, right? The one eye is smaller than the other, so I mean, whatever with her singing and everything like that. But there is such a machine. Look at little Carrie Underwood on American Idol, and then on the cover of her latest album. I mean, granted, she grew up, but I mean, that's a lot of smoke and mirrors. Don't you agree, Andy?
Ooh. I'm gonna have
Michael.
I'm gonna have to disagree. I think she's the real deal, man.
No, I do too. I do too. But seriously, lipstick and hair can change a lot. I mean, she's a gorgeous woman and everything, and she's making the rounds. I've seen her on CMT. She's hosting with Brad Paisley everywhere, and a brilliant little marketer. I really do believe
that.
Yeah,
Yeah, but Michael, you know, and actually with something, Daphne, who's a host on Blog Talk Radio, she's been on our show many times before, and she said inside the chat room, she says it's all about the relationships and the money behind them.
Yeah,
and I'm
true.
just thinking from the point of view, even as a journalist, and Michael, even within the hair and beauty industry that you were in for so many years, there's always, I think, no matter what industry, whether it's visually or something that we can hear versus in your regular office that you go to Monday through Friday and work a 9-to-5 job, there's always like people who just really aren't that good, but it's always the other people that really aren't that good. In many cases are the ones that gets the really good jobs, or in some cases they may get a chance to anchor a news show when you've got somebody else who has been there longer, who really should get that chance, but they give it, you know, to somebody, I don't know, who's prettier, who's smaller, whoever fit what criteria that needs to be fit at that moment. So,
yeah.
I mean, I really think that goes on really, truly in all industries. It's the same thing like if you're in a hair salon, and Michael, we've had this discussion before, there's always people that are really, really good in salons, and then you've got people who just really are crap. I mean, they really, no matter what they do to your hair, they're really just not that good.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Amanda Reed in chat room says in photography we call it Photoshop, so I kind of agree with Amanda on that one. Andy, let's go back to you for a second as we go on a little tirade. You got a lot of things coming up. Tell us some of the places you're going to be playing at soon.
This week I'm at in Salem, Virginia, tomorrow night at a place called Awful Authors. And then Friday I'm back close to home, Princeton, West Virginia, at Leo's Pub. And then Saturday night I'm in Lewisburg, West Virginia, at a place called The Sweet Shop. And, you know, that Sweet Shop is one of the coolest places I play because it's tiny, but you can bet that everybody that comes through the door is there to listen to music and appreciate it. And, you know, in turn, I appreciate that.
Absolutely. So Virginia, you would say, is a definite listening audience.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, listening room. Yeah. Okay. Andy, we're going to go back to chat here for a couple seconds. Dynamic Daphne is just all over you. She thinks you're a fantastic vocalist. And Walter Mish is joining us too. But we're running out of time here, Andy. You have the Reverb Nation page up. You have Facebook up. Are you on Twitter? What else am I missing?
I do the Twitter thing occasionally. I really don't. I'm not savvy enough to keep up with that, I don't think. But Facebook thing
and Reverb are two really big ones. I mean, you know, most people do follow those for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And I keep up with those pretty good. I do have some YouTube stuff, but I'm telling you, I get out there playing, and most of the time I forget to even take pictures because I'm so wrapped up in the meeting people part of it, you know. If somebody takes a picture, you know, it'll end up there, but usually I don't.
Yeah. Well, you know, buddy, your music is fantastic, I want to say, and you're now a member of our family, too, so do come back when you get the CD all finished. We'd love to go ahead and promote it and maybe give away a couple free ones and everything. But your new CD is going to be out in the summer, you said?
It looks like it.
Okay.
You know, we've been working on three or four in the studio right now and have four or five in the works. And once those are done, that'll be 11 songs. A CD's worth.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Andy, I want to say just say a couple of things. Generally, when guests come to At Home with Victoria, you know, sometimes they bring a small group, sometimes they bring a medium-sized group. I commented to Michael. I said, whoever this Andy Crawford is, he must be really, really special because it's been quite some time that I have seen our chat room that full of guests. So I just want to just give a plug to you and all of your family members. I know you don't like to call them fans, but people that support you, because there's quite a bit of them that are inside the chat room that came to listen to your interview today. So I want to thank them. So I hope Michael hasn't frightened you guys off, and you will be more than happy to come back and visit us again We do talk about, you know, a lot of things, nonprofit organizations. So if you guys have any, you know, really good story, we tend to stick with positive stories on At Home with Victoria. Just email me or email Michael or friend us on Facebook. We're always looking for stories, so it doesn't have to be a musical guest, although, of course, we love Andy. You know, give us a email and we'll try to make it happen. But, Andy, thank you so much. I'm glad that I know you now. More importantly, as you guys were having this discussion, I went on Facebook. I thought, oh, God, Michael said Andy has close to 5,000 friends. Let me see if I can be his friend. And somehow I realized I'm already your friend, so I'm in and I'm happy.
Now who's smoking crack, Andy? Uh-huh. No, I'm just kidding.
I appreciate you guys. And, you know, I appreciate everybody that hopped in on the chat there. Definitely do have some good friends.
Fantastic.
Thank you, Andy.
Andy, it's been an absolute pleasure, buddy. You take care, and we'll chat on Facebook, okay, man?
All right. Sounds good.
You got that. Take care.
All right.
Andy Crawford, great guy, Vic. I mean, and fantastic,
yeah.
Finish. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, my goodness, yeah. And I've said this a million times, and I feel like a broken record. You and our executive producer, Mar Bennett, you guys do a wonderful job of getting real talent, real raw talent on At Home with Victoria. And I'm always so grateful to that. And again, I just find it amazing that he's like, oh, yeah, I just started singing a couple of years ago. I played music, but I just started singing. It's like, oh, really, Andy? Really, Andy Crawford? Are you serious?
Yeah, I know. I still think he's pulling a leg on that. But we're going to go ahead and play one more of Sandy's song, and then we're going to come back and chat with Lisa Spangler, or Lisa Renee Brown, I'm sorry, from Spangler. I always get her name mixed up and everything.
I know.
But
we have to talk to Lisa about that.
We've
got
to figure out what
her.
That deal is. But
right.
Lisa will be
How
joining
many
us
Facebook
from...
pages, Lisa, do you have?
She'll be joining us to talk about Soldiers Angels, and we'll talk about our Christmas show. So this is Andy Crawford with The Way You Lie. Don't go away.
And I love
with The Way You Lie to Me. You can go ahead and check him on Reverb Nation and on YouTube/Andy Crawford. Joining us now, Lisa Star Spangled Banner is joining us in the house from Soldiers Angels.
Lisa!
You're too funny.
Hey, Lisa.
You can call me anything you want within reason.
There we go, honey. How are
you? I'm good. How are you guys?
Fantastic.
Hey, Lisa, listen,
yes.
You know what? It is it is funny because I have to say this now that we have you live on the air. Whenever
hey.
I'm on Facebook and I go to email you or to communicate with you, Michael, it's so funny because I literally have to figure out which one of her accounts to go to. So then at one point I said, well, the hell with it. I'm just going to duplicate. So whatever I put on one, I'm just going to put on the other, and hopefully she'll get it. So it is funny when we were talking prior to you coming on, and we're like, well, what name is she under? What? So Lisa's just so special, everyone, that she has a couple of accounts on Facebook.
Lisa, tell us about Soldiers Angels and what we're going to be doing with you coming up in for Christmas.
Okay, well, just a little bit of a backstory. I got started with Soldiers Angels when my son first went into boot camp, and I thought it was a great organization because they adopt, what they do is people can join the organization as volunteers and adopt a soldier, and you basically take that soldier under your wing like a pen pal or send care packages and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And their motto is to let no soldier go unloved or
unrecognized,
not be forgotten, and
yeah.
And basically that. But I also, in the chat room, put up the www.soldiersangels.org. That's their official website. And then they're also on Facebook via www.facebook.com/soldiersangelsofficial. And that's one whole word.
Mm-hmm.
And what I, when Vic was asking me about the Christmas show, Soldiers Angels came to mind because that's one of the first organizations that I got involved with, and I think it's,
mm-hmm.
I mean, there's so many others that are worthy, but they really try to make sure every soldier, like, I have my son, I started the group, you know, he's got a
wow.
ton of support, but what about the soldiers that don't, you know? So
yeah.
That was
yeah.
kind of what tugged at me to go with that organization.
And I think it's great, and it was, I don't know, Lisa, if it was by accident or just by chance that, Lisa happened to add me to a group on Facebook, and these are basically mostly mothers and also spouses who have
siblings.
Sons and daughters serving in the military. So I don't have anyone. So I thought, well, maybe it was an accident that Lisa added me to the group. But I'm happy you did, because it is wonderful just to see the photos and kind of hear the stories and to chat and to see what's going on. So it was as a result of Lisa adding me to the group that I got with Michael and Mar, and Mike called up and said, hey, you know, I really want to do this, you know, for our holiday special, because we always really try to focus on an organization. So I've just been so pumped about it, and I sent my cards off today, Lisa. And today I went to Target, Bath Body Works, Macy's, Nordstrom, and Old Navy. So I got all the things that I, you know, needed to get. And tomorrow, hopefully, I'm going to go to the post office and mail the packages off. But it was really interesting because a couple of the stores, Macy's and Bath and Body, that I went into, I was trying to find the special perfect chap lip balm. But all the ladies in all the stores, that when I kind of mentioned what it was for, they gift wrapped the things for me for free, and they put these big bows on. And so I was just so touched, and it was so nice that, you know, just to see the excitement from just regular people in the store that they really got on board and wanted to help to do that. So I'm just really, really excited and happy that we're able to do that. So, guys, the show is on the 20th. Michael is in charge of all of the music. And, Michael, we've got just a lot of good music and original music from last year from our show, right?
We certainly do, and also I've got a couple surprises lined up, so I can't even let the cat out of the bag, so I'm really excited. This is going to be a really good Christmas show, and I think Soldiers Angels is a fantastic organization. You want to go ahead and hit up the chat room and to get that address, but I don't think any soldier should be left unrecognized, especially at this point. I mean, they're already kind of, I don't know. This war has gone on way too long, and to have these young ones still called back. Lisa, this is your son's what? The son's second or third deployment?
This is his first deployment, and also my daughter-in-law, her first deployment. But their FOBs are sort of in proximity together, so they get to peek in on each other when they're out on their respective missions or patrols, whatever. So that's one thing that's comforting. And in the group that I started, it was basically to have just my son's family and my daughter-in-law's family, and it grew to 140 other families from the same post.
Wow.
So
that's fantastic.
It's really a labor of love.
And that's also one thing that I like about it, is that these men and women are from the same post, and that, so all of them kind of intersect each other as well. But I've already decided I wasn't able to send out care packages to each and every single person on the list, so I decided to do some for Christmas and then surprise some of them next year as it gets warm outside, and then send some care packages out for the other group. But Lisa, thanks for calling in, but you're going to join us on that day, because I'm hoping you can help me round up some of the ladies in that group, and they can just call in really quickly. And I know we can't always give last names, but just give a quick shout out to their loved one overseas. So you got to help me with that, if we can get about five or six of the women to call in to give shout outs out.
Sure, I'm looking forward to it.
Great. Lisa, thanks for joining us tonight, baby. I'll see you on Facebook.
And
some name. Love you too. Take care.
Hey, Michael, before I forget, because my chat room has been messed up all evening, so apparently every time I try to post, you can't figure it out or read it. It's all garbled. But I do want to mention, I saw in chat that Lee invited you and I to come on his radio show to talk about our show to help promote what we're doing. I'm not able to get that information, so if Mar or somebody in chat can send me the link that Lee posted for me to find him, I would greatly appreciate that, because it would be fun to visit Lee on his morning radio show.
Yeah, he's at Star 95, so I've got the information down here. But we're running out of time. I want to thank everybody in chat, Dynamic Daphne, Lisa Renee Brown, RB in Nashville, Walter Mish joining us as well, all the other guests that joined us, Amanda Reed, and all the other ones that have now going to bed. But I want to thank Andy Crawford for joining us tonight. And, Vic, I'm sure you're going to listen to his music again and again and again.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely. Good night, Vic. Have a great time shopping. I know you love shopping, so have a good night, baby.
All right.
Good night, everybody. This is Shelly Rand. Where is she? She's right down here. Shelly Rand. Good night, everybody.
You've been listening to At Home with Victoria, an interactive news and entertainment show on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Download us on iTunes as a free podcast and like us on Facebook. I'm Shelly Rand, musician and announcer for At Home with Victoria. Download my CD on iTunes and Amazon and friend me on Facebook.